Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, it's been a while coming, and you know that's exactly what we needed. And I just seen it. You know, we've had games where, you know, we've been chatting for a few weeks now. They're must-win games, but I really did see tonight's game as being crucial to us turning the season around. And you know, that's probably why maybe I decided to play myself. You know.
Yeah, explain that one to me, James. It's probably one that caught a lot of people out tonight.
Yeah, well, I've been keeping a close eye on things, and Liam Milley's has done a fantastic job for us since he came in. But I just think, you know, it got to the stage. He had a couple of big games in the Brandywell, and maybe a couple of wee mistakes, maybe, and the defence, you know, was a bit shaky, and you know, just the whole thing was a wee bit shaky, and the confidence was down, you know. So I just felt, you know, it was more to do with my defence and my team more so than Liam Milley, you know, and he's improved immensely, even this year. So it was just really from an organisational and a bit of encouragement and trying to put a wee bit of shape on the back. And you know, you can see yourself tonight, just, you know, just by barking at them all night. You know, I had very little to do in the game. You know, I don't think I had a shot to save.
Yeah, I noticed from first whistle you were on to your defenders. You were keeping them right. You were talking to them. And you found yourself kind of, you know, away from the touchline and behind them, probably closer to them. It works better.
Yeah, it does. You can see exactly what's going on, you know. And, you know, although we got the clean sheet tonight, you know, I said to them in there was one or two wee things that I wasn't entirely happy with. You know, I thought if Longford played the right ball once or twice, you know, Glenn could have caused us problems, you know. But no, overall, I thought they defended really well. They won their headers, they won their tackles, and as I said, I didn't have a save to make. You know, I probably was more of a kind of sweeper role, just, you know. And you know, defenders love that. You know, they might tell you to F off in a game if you're giving out to them, but you know, every defender will tell you that, you know, they love to be shouted at from the back, letting them know what they're doing and where to go and bits and pieces. But and it's something that my two keepers here need to learn. You know, Kieran Gallagher and Liam Milley. It just wouldn't be their strong points. And you know, Kieran's obviously very young, and Liam's relatively inexperienced. So it's a massive part of it. And as you can see, it's worked out tonight. You know, it was a chance for me, and it was a big risk, I think, to do it. But it's worked out tonight, thankfully. You know.
And was one of your more experienced players that came up with the goods at the other end of the park, James, Kevin McHugh, scoring the first. They'll probably claim the second as well, but good to see him sticking them away. That's two last week and two tonight again.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, I think the two last week were probably prettier goals, you know, and the two tonight, you know, anyway at all. You know, the tap-ins, you'll take them all day, or scrappy goals, and goals are goals, and it's definitely good for the club to see Kevin back scoring. And but look, we can't be relying on him every week. And but I thought we created quite a bit tonight, and we had a few near misses, and maybe on another night we might have actually won the game maybe a wee bit more comfortably, you know.
It's amazing as well, James, how a good performance can give everyone a lift. This time last week, you know, we were all disappointed with the performance. You were pretty dejected as well, you know, as the player manager. And a week can change a lot, and the win tonight lifts the team and lifts them back up the table as well.
Yeah, it does. You know, obviously when I speak to yourselves afterwards, you're hurting badly, and obviously the Murphy game was a real downer for everybody. And but once I get home and get a night's sleep, you know, it's my job then to be upbeat and back at it. And you know, as it turned out, it was kind of difficult this week because I was down in Meath doing my A licence for up until last night, and I didn't get much time to spend with the boys. But I got back for last night's training, and as well as that, I kind of needed to do a wee bit myself, you know, and I only managed to get 10 minutes done. So, you know, it wasn't ideal, but it's paid off, and you know, thankfully we got a clean sheet and we got the 2-0, and it just stops the slide a wee bit. And but there's an awful lot of hard work ahead, but you know, that hopefully will get a wee bit more confidence into the players, because the confidence has been down, and you know, obviously it's plain to see with some of the results we've had, confidence would be dented, you know.